It's 7 minutes to 9. Well, as you may have heard on our news bulletin earlier, Ireland has been named one of the top countries in the world for travellers in 2015 in the travel guide Lonely Planet's Best in Travel 2015. According to the book, the country is the real deal. Niall Gibbons, Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Now, it's quite a quirky list. Ireland is at number 5 on this list, but also in there, Singapore, Namibia, Lithuania, Nicaragua, Congo, Serbia. So what are we to make of our inclusion?
I'm thrilled at the inclusion. I mean, to be included in the top 10 countries to visit in 2015 is a great accolade for Ireland. The list there just shows you how cutthroat and competitive the international marketplace is for travel and tourism. Last year, according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization, in excess of 1 billion people travelled, spending over $1 trillion. You go back to the mid-1950s, it was 25 million was the equivalent number. So when you go to a market like World Travel Market, the largest international travel and travel fair in the world in London next month, you'll see over 200 countries competing for business.
So how then do we capitalise on this?
Well, this is one of a number of accolades. I mean, to get the Lonely Planet one is fantastic because they are the biggest publisher of travel guides in the world. It comes on top of the Rough Guide last month, nominating Dublin as the second most friendly city in the world. And it really plays into the strength of the Irish brand. And what we're talking
about is... Actually, just before we go back to that question, are you ever baffled by all of this friendliness business? I mean, plenty of places in the world are friendly. If you go to most parts of the United States, they'll just kill you with their friendliness.
Yeah, but is it a unique thing that's going to motivate and inspire people to travel is the question. And for Ireland, what makes the brand stand out, what tells us, as our research tells us time after time, is the people, it's the friendliness and the scenery. The three motivating characteristics that people find that motivate them to come here on a holiday. And that is what we're trying to do in advertising Ireland abroad, is to make us stand out from the crowd. Very competitive marketplace. You look at our top providers of business like Britain, America, France, Germany. It's something that we can't take for granted. And it's like when you walk into a supermarket, if your product isn't on the shelf, you're in serious trouble. So we have to make sure that we keep on banging the drum. And this is another great reason to do it.
Now, those who would use the Lonely Planet as their Bible, they wouldn't tend to be the golf resort market or the luxury spa market. Do we have the sort of facilities here that Lonely Planet travellers might like? As in, do we have enough hostels? Do we have enough cheap, good hotels?
Well, Lonely Planet started off as a backpacker's guide, but it's broadened out much more than that. It's right in there. They do their own TV programs. They've got all sorts of different guides, very much in the online space as well, where we play very strongly too. So we have great product to suit people who read the Lonely Planet. I take the Wild Atlantic Way as a great example of it. You know, a product that was only launched this year, receiving major accolades abroad, hugely well received by the international media. And to think that, you know, this is a reinvention, you know, of an existing trail, really, that has gone so well done, so in international media, particularly in places like Germany, like France, who really do connect with Ireland in nature, and it really has helped to revive the West Coast from a tourism perspective.
But Ireland is also expensive. Despite everything, this is still an expensive country, isn't it?
Well, believe it or not, we've improved dramatically in that space over the last number of years. In 2008, we had a poor reputation when it came to value for money. There has been significant improvements. We've seen the prices of hotels, the price of eating out fall. You know, people do have issues with the price of alcoholic drink, but there's a tax issue there. But when you take the whole package, it's not just about price, it's about the service that you get. And I think, and our visitor attitudes have shown that we have got much better in this space over the last number of years. And international tour operators who have come to Ireland have commented in the last number of years how Ireland is now providing much better value for money.
Another problem that we've had over recent years is the fact that so much of the country's tourism has tended to be centred around the Dublin area, that you've had people coming to Dublin for 2 or 3 days and they mightn't go any further than Wicklow. In this particular book, the Lonely Planet Best in Travel 2015, do they concentrate on the rest of the country as well?
Very much so. I mean, they talk about traditional music in Clare, they talk about surfing in Rosnaula, you know, a lot of things focused on the Wild Atlantic Way. And it's a phenomenon that we've seen in international tourism, the capacity to take short breaks and the concentration in urban areas. We know that 80% of all air access concentrates into Dublin, and what we're trying to do abroad is actually spread the message that there is an awful lot to do in Ireland. Dublin has been doing extremely well over the last number of years. What the encouraging signals we have from the industry, particularly in 2014, we've seen a 9% increase in visitor numbers this year so far, but certainly the impact of that has been felt in rural areas this year.
Well, Niall Gibbons, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Hopefully we'll get plenty more visitors in 2015 on the back of this. Niall Gibbons there, Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland.